Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects all of us, every single day. Managing our emotions effectively. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes those curveballs can knock us off our feet. But here's the thing. We don't have to be at the mercy of our emotions. We can learn to manage them, to ride that roller coaster with more control and grace. And that, my friends, is what makes all the difference between just surviving life and truly thriving in it. So, buckle up, because today we're uncovering 5 key takeaways that will empower you to become a master of your emotions. Number 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Bottling up emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just creates pressure that can explode later. Acknowledge the feeling, whatever it is, sadness, anger, frustration, excitement, and give yourself permission to feel it without judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine a pot of water on the stove. If you keep adding heat without releasing any steam, the pressure builds until eventually, bang, the whole thing erupts. But if you let off some steam periodically, things stay balanced. Number 2. Identify your triggers. We all have things that set us off, situations or people that bring out strong emotions. Recognizing these triggers is the first step to managing them. It's like being aware of landmines in a field. Once you know where they are, you can navigate around them more safely. Number 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Our minds are powerful, but sometimes they play tricks on us, leading to irrational fears and self-defeating thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Would I say this to a friend? Often, by challenging our own negativity, we can reframe the situation in a more positive light. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This is about being fully present in the moment, without judgment. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, your surroundings. Mindfulness helps us detach from our thoughts and emotions, creating space between ourselves and our reactions. It's like taking a step back from the roller coaster and observing it from afar. Number 5. Cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. We all need ways to deal with stress and difficult emotions. Exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, these are all healthy outlets that can help us regulate our emotions effectively. Think of them as your emotional toolbox, filled with different tools to use depending on the situation. Now let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to get incredibly stressed out at work, snapping at her colleagues and feeling overwhelmed by deadlines. But she realized that wasn't working for her, so she started practicing mindfulness during her breaks, taking deep breaths and focusing on the present moment. She also started exercising regularly, which helped her release tension and feel more energized. As a result, Sarah found herself becoming calmer and more collected at work. She was able to manage stress more effectively and build stronger relationships with her colleagues. It wasn't easy at first, but she stuck with it, and the results were remarkable. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you manage your emotions like a pro. Remember, becoming emotionally intelligent is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep practicing. You've got this. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. But before I go, I want to encourage you to take action. Which of these takeaways resonated with you most? What's one small step you can take today to start managing your emotions more effectively? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Remember, life is a roller coaster, but you don't have to be at the mercy of its twists and turns. Stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it. See you all tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.